The city of Huntington, Arkansas, just south of Greenwood, recently received a $90,000 community enhancement grant from the Arkansas Department for Rural Services. The city, with a population of 635, plans to build a new city hall in a vacant lot across from the 100-year-old dilapidated building that is the current city hall. Yesterday, I spoke with Huntington Fire Chief Gary Lawrence, who says they've been thinking about a new building for quite a while.
We worked on this project probably the last 4 or 5 years trying to seek funding to build a new city hall, and luckily this past year we received a grant.
Did you grow up in Huntington?
Yes.
Yeah, so city hall has been sort of a staple in your town for quite some time.
Yes, it has. As far as we can tell, the city hall we're in now is the only one that the city's ever had. The city was incorporated in 1888.
What is wrong with the current building?
It's beyond repair. It's obsolete. We can't bring it up to the standards. And it's just an old building that served its time, and we've outgrown it.
So it will be demolished potentially?
We really hadn't decided what we're going to do. There's a group that would like to try to do some work on it and just make it a museum. It's one of a few buildings that's left in our town from the coal mining days, and they'd like to preserve it. I don't know if it's going to be feasible to do that or not.
And your town was big in coal mining?
At one time it was. In its heyday, we were well over 5,000 population. We had numerous stores and saloons and theaters. It was a coal mining town. It was a booming town, probably in the early 1900s. It was really a bustling town.
What made you decide to apply for this grant from the Arkansas Department of Rural Services?
Being a resident and a hometown kid, I've watched our town go down because of the economics of our nation. And, when you can work to try to get a grant and bring something new to the community, a new building, seem like it'll stimulate the pride in the community again, that maybe people will take pride in their property and we can attract some businesses to our community.
And so that's the hope, because one of my questions is, you don't have, your population is just over 600 people, right?
That's correct.
Forgive me, but I'm kind of like, why does a town with that, it's not a lot, why does a town with just over 600 people need, a city hall?
Well, it's the hub of the community, and it's where people meet. We have meetings, and you want something nice for your community. You want something nice for people to be proud of, and the city hall is the hub of the community, and that's why we want one.
When you talk about meeting there and stuff like that, often the fire chief of a town isn't quite that involved as far as, like something like this. So, you're a pretty tight-knit community as far as things go.
Absolutely, absolutely. I've been affiliated with the town for most of my adult life. My dad started our fire department back in 1970, and I've just always been involved in the community, and that's something I want to continue to do and to see our community be the best that it can be for its size.
Well, this grant, it's $90,000.
That's correct.
That sounds like a lot to me, but when you talk about building a building like a city hall, you can maybe build a small house with $90,000, but it's not that much, it's not a huge amount of money as far as building a city hall. How do you plan to use these funds?
We're going to, because, this is a city, we have to take competitive bids, and we're just going to try to bid it as close as we can and hopefully maybe get some donated labor along the way, some donated material along the way, do the best we can to get a building built.
Where will the building be located?
It'll be across the street from the existing city hall on Broadway Street. So that's the local, the city owns the property. It's a clear piece of property. It's level, so it won't be you know, we're going to have a lot of dirt work to do.
And what is the plan for the look, the layout? Will it be similar to the current city?
You know, we are working on plans. The building that used to sit on the property that we're going to build on was the old company store, the old Siemens store. And we're hoping that we can make the front of the city hall similar to the company store to preserve that heritage and that history for our community. So it's going to be a modern building with an antique look. Is what our plans are.
Are your people excited?
Oh, absolutely. The community, I've not seen the community involved and excited in a long time like they are now. It's really a big deal for a small town to receive that type of grant.
Yeah, no, it's a lot of money. That's
really,
for sure.
Really.
Well, and speaking of small town, this grant, it was open to any community up to 20,000 people.
Right.
635 to 20,000 there, that's a big difference.
Yes, it is.
Do you have any idea how many other communities you were kind of up against?
You know, I don't. I have no idea how many other applications they had on that grant. I really don't know.
How did the Arkansas Department of Rural Services, how did they notify you that you had won?
They sent us a letter congratulating us on the grant. Along with the check.
Yeah. So the money is already in the bank.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, well, that's good. And just for my, I was looking at your website, and there are quite a few firefighters there at your fire department.
Absolutely. We're actually proud of our fire department. We have, and I guess maybe I'm being boastful, but I believe we've got one of the best departments in the county.
Yeah. Have you guys been dealing with, I know there are a lot of burn bans and house fires and stuff like that going around. Have you been busy?
Fortunate. We've had a few structure fire, a few grass fires. It's been relatively quiet for our part of the country.
Well, that's good. That was Huntington Fire Chief Gary Lawrence. I spoke with him over the phone yesterday. This is Ozarks at Large.